Our story today is called Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice by Donna Ashworth. When God created woman, he was working late on the sixth day. The angel came by and asked, "Why did he spend so much time on her?" And the Lord answered, "Have you seen all the specifications that I have to meet to shape her? She must function in all kinds of situations. She must be able to embrace several kids at the same time, have a hug that can heal anything from a bruised knee to a broken heart. She must do this all with only two hands. She cures herself when sick, and she can work 18 hours a day." The angel was impressed. "Just two hands? Impossible. And is this the standard model?" The angel came closer and touched the woman. "But you've made her so soft, Lord." "She is soft," said the Lord, "but I've made her strong. You can't imagine what she can endure and overcome." "Can she think?" the angel asked. The Lord answered, "Not only can she think, she can reason and negotiate." The angel touched her cheeks. "Lord, it seems this creation is leaking. You've put too many burdens on her." "She's not leaking. It's a tear," the Lord corrected. "What's it for?" asked the angel. The Lord said, "Tears are her way of expressing her grief, her doubts, her love, her loneliness, her suffering, and her pride." This made a big impression on the angel. "Lord, you're a genius. You thought of everything. A woman is indeed marvelous." The Lord said, "Indeed she is. She has strength that amazes a man. She can handle trouble and carry heavy burdens. She holds happiness, love, and opinions. She smiles when she feels like screaming. She sings when she feels like crying, cries when happy, and laughs when afraid. She fights for what she believes in. Her love is unconditional. Her heart's broken when a next of kin or friend dies, but she finds strength to get on with life." The angel asked, "So she's a perfect being?" The Lord replied, "No, she has just one drawback. She often forgets what she's worth." Genesis 2:23. The man said, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one has been taken." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.